Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
Previously on Greetings, Adventurers.
You know, not far into the mine, you see a tunnel.
Ooh, babe.
You see Hanlon, and you also see Rourke. Unfortunately, Rourke is bound.
Why are you trying to kill Rourke?
Leave her alone.
And she does like a little flippy thing, grabs a knife and goes and turns around and just stabs at him. So she stabs him right in the eye and his brain squishes and squelches.
My company will pay for all pussy damages.
A set of battle claws in it.
I think I would take these claws under the guise of taking them as evidence, but you'll probably see them again.
What do we have here? That's Captain Clint.
Hamlin was involved with the killing of Elwyn, and he actually captured Rourke.
Oh, no.
And was going to sacrifice her to Ugnos.
No.
And Celine hands Captain Clint the book. We found this with him.
My lord, this is just awful. Oh, no, I'm going Australian.
Clint, you need to not forget. Oh, we also saw a light on in the tower.
What?
Yes.
They're nailing something to a post beside this, a goblin pit, and it appears to be a wanted sign.
Ooh.
With a hastily scrawled drawing of what appears to be a squirrel man.
This vigilante, he's running about town. The trumpeter always gets their story. Hi, my name is Professor Devin Desicog. You, sir, he goes over to Screech. He goes, you look like you need some work. Have you ever done any sketching? We need a sketch artist.
Oh my god.
Would you like to work for the trumpeter as our sketch man? I have to put on my suit.
Great.
It's an amazing gnomish invention. It has 10 arms.
Oh my god.
I like it.
Get it? Latin for 10 is...
Yeah.
Decacog. I get it.
Yep. That's my name.
The Spider-Man No More thing, like when he like decides he's not going to be Spider-Man and there's a shot of him walking down the alley and the Spider-Man suit's in the garbage can. That, but with the squirrel costume.
As we all remember, the night was ending and you were all heading back to your respective places where you sleep.
Michael.
Yeah.
Can I roll to flirt with Captain Clint?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to do, it feels wrong to roll persuasion for that, so I'm not.
Yeah. Deception.
I love you. How about athletics? No.
What?
I got a 16. I have a 14 in charisma, 18 in wisdom, 12 in intelligence. Do with that what you will.
All right.
And I'm trained in persuasion. But again, we don't love the phrasing of that.
Well,
maybe
like,
maybe performance.
Else? Performance does make sense.
You just do a charisma check.
True.
Okay, but what is this conversation?
We're drinking, you know what I'm saying?
This is like everyone's like, oh, what a day.
Yeah, what a day. I killed little guys and
they were very weird and gross.
My daughter almost got sacrificed to a James Bond style god. I assume Chuck has dated casually 76% of the town. He's dated many of the couples because we're progressive that way. But, you know, he doesn't have a very good sense of nailing down, you know, commitment and things like that. So with Clint, he'd probably be like, hey, I think I left my all there. And I got to take I was going to do some leather work. And hey, you know what? I got this cool bottle of vodka. So
leather work, can you say?
Yeah, I we can go to your place. That's probably the energy he would do. Because he's an adult, you know? Why beat around the bush?
Why beat around the bush?
When you're in your late 50s.
That's true.
Didn't they have a leather making set in me, me quarters?
I think, come on, you know what we're doing. Stop. You wanna? I just feel like I don't want to sleep alone tonight. We don't have to do anything, and you can say no, it's no big deal. But,
Laddie, I... Actually... After seeing such...
I put my finger on his lips. I just decided I don't want Rourke sleeping alone in the house, so we have to go to my place.
Oh my god, you're gonna bring a dude back to your house? With your daughter in the house?
What if she gets attacked?
Oh my god. Chuck's mind.
I can see how you'd not want to... sleep alone tonight.
Yeah.
And having a captain of the guard around probably make you feel real safe and comfortable. My big, hairy arms.
Yes, all that, yes. And we can get brunch in the morning.
All right, that sounds fun to me.
Yippee!
let's go.
Can I just say one tiny piece of information about what Celine is up to in the night? Celine pulls out a book from her bag and it has like a little sleeping cap on, and she's just really intensely reading it. And you see the title, it's The Crimson Courtesan.
Ooh.
That's all I needed to say. Thank you.
You want to know what my character is up to in the night?
Yeah.
My character is actually spending the night in his quarters in the keep.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe would have gathered up some pelts of a new animal. Gathered a few things. I'm gonna try some stuff out tonight. Tonight he won't go outside of his quarters, but tomorrow night he'll probably have something new to try.
It's exciting.
Any broods?
Is it raining across the lake? Why is that happening?
Quick minute. Can I have everyone except for Jennifer take their headphones off? Oh my god.
You fucker. I'm going to listen.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
So you are reading the Crimson Courtesan.
That's right.
It's actually starting to make you feel a little sort of warm and flushed.
Oh, wow, the scene.
But sleepy at the same time somehow. Huh. And then you realize, wait, no. Actually, my collar is heating up, which you know means you have to find a private place where you can basically call back to the mothership.
Are they going to see me?
No, it is only a verbal thing.
I feel it heating up and I'm like, shit, 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 shit. And put my book down and get my notebook, my work notebook out. And I just sit and wait to be contacted.
And I hear it.
Yes? Yes, I'm here. I think the spell maybe something went wrong. I can't quite hear you.
Interference.
Should I leave? Okay. And then Celine puts her little slippers on and walks out in the hallway. She puts the dressing gown on. She's got like the whole deal and creeps down the stairs. Is anyone like still like up right now?
No.
Okay, cool. So then I will go outside. Maybe like if there's an area like farther away from the buildings, I don't know. Somewhere that's not got so many people around.
Yeah, so you can head sort of down the road a little bit.
Is there like a little copse of trees or something?
Yeah, and you need to, you know that you need to sort of get some distance between you and the mine because the magic stuff in there is what causes the interference.
That makes sense. So I go the opposite direction of the mine until I find a secluded area.
And then you hear, adopt Serena.
Adept Celine is here.
Oh, sorry. Did I throw an A on the end there? My bad.
It happens all the time. It's totally fine. Like, it's fine. Sorry, who am I speaking with?
You recognize that it is Master Kagan. He goes,
what is your report?
Well, there's certainly some weird things going on here. So, actually, it's really been a very crazy day. Like, I can't believe it. But a boy in the tavern was killed this morning. And then another town member was kidnapped by someone who said that he is worshiping... I don't even want to say it. He's worshiping Ugnos.
Oh, my Lord.
It's very unsettling, and...
And did you deal with him?
Oh, he was dispatched, not by myself. I would never suppose that I could, you know, bring judgment on someone, but the...
No, we're gonna need you to bring judgment.
Oh, okay. Well, the great news is he's been dealt with. He is very dead. Super dead. So you know what? I've got it taken care of. And I did take care of it, and he's gone.
Excellent.
All figured out. Just one other thing. There is a former white spire here.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a light in the window. Is that like a program you guys are putting out or something? Or that's...
You saw a light in the window?
Yeah, that's bad, right?
No, it was probably someone broke in. But... No, you should investigate that.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That was my plan first thing tomorrow morning. I will get up and I will go investigate. And, I know the production's been down in the mine. And I have to say, I think it must have to do with this... devotion to Ugnos. I can't imagine he was the only one. He must have been led astray by somebody.
Hmm.
So I will continue to investigate and keep you up to date.
Make that your first priority, then. Have you seen any illicit use of magic?
You did see, you saw Hanlon do magic.
Yes, I did see it. And he was dispatched. He's the one that I killed. Yes.
Got it.
So other than that, no problems.
Have you seen any signs of resistance?
Honestly, the town folks seem very nice and they've been...
Won't trust them.
Oh, of course not. I'm trying to stay on their good side because, you know, we're kind of intimidating us adepts. So I don't want to scare them away or anything. I got to stay incognito or not incognito because they know who I am, but you know what I'm saying.
I would also say not to trust. There's a Mistress Alondra Thorne.
Oh, yes. I did meet her.
Yes. She's supposed to be sending us magical correspondence, but claims that the mine interferes too much with reception and can't be bothered, so...
She was not very nice, I have to say. So what I'm hearing is that I should give her a strongly worded message that she should just simply do as I did and walk down the road a little bit to be able to send you correspondence. I mean, it's really the least she can do.
I would just be careful around her. She could potentially be dangerous.
Oh, well.
As she does have magic at her disposal, and we all know how dangerous it is.
Absolutely. I know not everyone has been trained like we were at the OT, so I will keep an eye out for her, for sure. Yes.
Yes. Thank that's great. Okay, well, does sound like there's a lot going on there, more than I thought. Last thing we need is the Farhold Trumpeter to hear about this, so thankfully you're out in the middle of nowhere, am I right?
Right, yeah, that would be so bad, but luckily everything's taken care of and it's fine.
Yeah, great, yeah, so we don't want this info getting out, so if you could try to keep it hush hush, that would be great.
Oh, okay. Yep, absolutely. You can count on me.
All right. Try not to take so long to respond.
I hesitate. You know what? Of course, next time I will be right on it. I'm so sorry.
Yes, great. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Bye. Bye, Master Kagan.
Bye.
So the Trumpeter people, are they saying... They have their own, like, wagon or whatever they're staying in?
Yeah. They have, like, this big mobile printing press wagon thing.
Okay. My first instinct was to go talk to them right now, but I'm not because I'm in my nightgown. And that doesn't look very official. So I decide to go back to the goblin pit and get a good night's rest so that I can be very officious looking in the morning.
Sounds great. Perfect. The night is long. You all wake the next day, and you're level 2.
Level 2.
Hell yeah.
I feel like I have a pep in my step.
I feel more sorcery pointed.
I feel generally the same.
I feel like I can do at least one extra spell now.
Can we go around and just briefly do a little behind the screen table talk thing where you tell us what your new level is like? It's been so long since you all have leveled up.
It has. It really has been.
I refuse because I'm not allowed to use any of my features without going to jail. Thank you. Now I have my channel divinity. I guess that's the one that's like, get out of here, you undead. You scram. And the one that lets me sprint at my buddies and heal them, avoiding opportunity attacks and shit like that.
Remember last time when I was trying to figure out how to go stealth in combat? I can do that now.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yay. Bachman, you said you didn't get much. That's a huge deal, bud.
It's a huge deal, but it's like, it's not my choice. And like, you know, like I feel like there could be like other things. When they just throw stuff at you, they're just like, I guess you can stab more. It's like, okay.
So you did just take another level of rogue then?
I did for now, yes.
Okay.
I think I need to get to 3 and then I start branching out.
Hell yeah.
All right. I understand you have a plan.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about.
Kill him. Kill him.
No!
Don't kill me. I will put Junior on that character sheet so fucking fast.
Yes. I am staying with Boyd. And I did check of all trades for level 2. Well, that's just what I got. I didn't do it. So I get to add half of my proficiency bonus to any ability check that doesn't already include my proficiency bonus. And then I get Song of Rest that I can use a soothing music or rotation to help revitalize my wounded allies during a short rest, helping them regain an extra D6 hit points.
I love that one.
I cannot wait to hear how Rourke performs to give us those points.
Hey, you better get better. If you get gangrene, your foot's going to get green and it's going to fall off and it's going to smell real fucking bad. And no one wants to be around you.
So I'm level 2 sorcerer and I got sorcery points. Two of them. I don't get meta magic yet. Basically, right now for me, it means I can do an extra spell slot. But most importantly, my HP went up from 8 to 14.
That's a great
point.
And
honestly, that feels like a huge deal to me right now.
That is.
That's almost twice what I was before. And my HP was so low before.
I'm at 16.
So now I can, be less close to dying every single time we fight.
It makes it harder for me to one-shot.
Yeah. It really was very dangerous being level 1 for me.
Which is really too bad, but what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
They grow up so fast. So the sun rises. What is everyone doing on this fine day? The third day of this campaign.
Wow. Clint just came over to get some eggs. Here you go, Clint. And I hand him...
Push his mouth the door!
It's kind of weird, but whatever. You could have just stayed for breakfast.
Oh, I'm actually going to leave too, but I was going to leave 30 seconds later.
Oh.
And you notice that I'm actually doing something I almost never do, and I'm wearing my armor.
Whoa.
Only for a little bit as I put sort of like colder clothes over it. Probably like a very loose shirt with a cloak over it, but you can still see sort of like old... doesn't quite fit as well as it should. Mail and sort of like hard leather that kind of, you know, protects my trunk region. Then probably like basic leather van braces. Is that the term I'm looking for? But not a ton of stuff, but get out my stronger boots and I get my mace. And my shield.
Are you going to war, or do you have a date with a very angry person?
Well, yesterday I was attacked by 3 zombie Elwins, and you almost got murdered. So I think we kind of got to be prepared for anything, right?
Well, I mean, maybe. Call that overkill. I think that's just part of, you know, that was yesterday. Let's not dwell on the past.
That's true. Yesterday was yesterday. Today's today. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's fine.
And then I just clink out of the house because I have disadvantage on stealth checks. It's a goddamn thing. I need my all. I really don't know where that is.
What are the other folks doing?
I would like to write a letter and send it to Celine in a way that is weird. So I'm going to attach the letter to a small-ish rock that would like attach onto the like ledge of the window, but I'm gonna just chuck it at the window,
like through the window.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so you're just getting ready to start your day, and a rock comes breaking through your window.
Celine, well, that's screams weird. like horror movie, like like super high pitched. I can't do that, but you know, imagine a person who could scream high pitched, and that's what she does. And Celine is really fucking freaked out. Okay, so Celine, she has a moment where she's just staring at it, like trying to decide what to do, and then she looks around the room and like finds, I don't know, something to poke it with. What would be like in a room?
Candlestick?
Your mage hand?
Oh. I think Celine is stressed out, and I'm gonna grab the candlestick with my hand and like walk, like I like scrunched up and I just like poke, and then like step back and nothing happens, and then I look around and I'm like, oh, I'm so stupid, and I go back to the bed, and then I cast mage hand to pick it up and open the letter, and I bring the mage hand like close enough to me that I can see the letter, but I'm not touching it.
In the letter, it says, "Cool hair." Want to join my band? And then it says yes or no in a little mark thing, and then that's it.
Oh Oh my god, I think someone's stalking me.
Rourke's like never made friends before, so she's just doing her best.
And actually Celine is like standing their hands on her hips and is like,
Ugnos at it again.
Did Ugnos do this? Does Ugnos want to be my friend? So Celine like doesn't really know what to do with the paper, so she like folds it up and puts it in her like luggage, like deep in it. And then I go downstairs.
Hey, honey. What can I get you?
Well, I think number one, the most important thing would be to send someone up to my room to deal with the glass that's all over the floor because somebody threw a rock at my window.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I know. I can't believe. I mean, and I know that you already had a window broken. I mean, there's some weird stuff going on here. Anyway, well,
maybe it was that squirrel man again. I hear he's wanted in Farhold.
Yeah, maybe it was him. Well, anyway, thanks, Ratma. Thanks for taking care of that. Selena's walking away outside.
As you're walking away, you hear Meat come up to Ratma and go, good evening, ma'am. Is there anything I can do for you so far? And she goes,
nah, nothing to do yet.
Wow.
Screech Echo kind of throws open the door to the inn, comes in a bathrobe and slippers, real bloodshot eyes. Been up all night, caked in mud and fur and blood and piss. And I would assume, Michael, that I have my daily copy of the Farhold Trumpeter.
Yeah, sure.
Sit down, order some coffee and hot sauce and... What is it? What does it say in the trumpeter? Anything good?
Sinister squirrel found in the Whispering Peaks region, and there's a did you do a drawing?
Yeah.
And what was it of again?
It was of a squirrel man, but it didn't look right.
Yeah. Well, it is printed there on the cover.
Oh.
And yeah, that's probably sort of the main excitement, I would say.
No classifieds or anything. What's in the funny pages? Yeah.
So it's not. This is like a, you know, this is like a national paper. Okay. So.
Yeah, I drew the picture blurry.
All right, so you're thumbing through there. There's you see some various news from back home.
Is Devin still in town or has he left?
Oh yeah, no. They're setting up shop here.
I want to go talk to Devin. Can I go talk to Devin?
Sure.
Devin, about how you used my picture here, I don't think he's as bad as all that.
The door of the carriage flies open.
I just said this shouting at the. God, I hope he's in there.
Professor Desikog comes out. All 10 of his silvery mechanical arms sprouting from his back. He's actually walking with the arms because they're so long.
No,
instead of walking with his feet. Yeah, he's just walking along. This is unlike anything anyone could ever imagine or see. A man suspended on number of silvery arms.
Wow, you should copyright that before someone takes it.
Yes, he sees you and goes,
Hello. Yes, no, he is evil. And do you have any more drawings? Because we've got another story cooking.
Yep, I've got this. I have it on good authority. I saw him leave town last night. Here's a drawing of him leaving town. You heard it here first.
That's not what my sources tell me. But,
Well, I mean, it's right here in the picture. Drawings don't lie.
Roll deception.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Ooh, my God. 19.
I rolled a 19 as well.
Can't beat my phone.
Wow, damn.
And you could see it because of the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did not lie.
You did roll on a ruler and suspiciously close to 18 inches. Isn't that weird?
Is it?
Yeah, it is weird. They're similar numbers.
What you're saying is interesting. I think I would need some more proof before I'm ready to... I'm a journalist. I need a second source. Otherwise, I can't print it. We really care about that sort of thing. Unless you have any stories of him kicking a dog or potentially robbing the church. Anything like that? Also, aren't you impressed by my my amazing tool here?
Yeah, what's up with that? Is it just you and the printing press? You need all those arms to operate?
Yes, it is. Well, I mean, I have assistants. You can see them scurrying around, but this is how you need this to run the printing press. You have to turn all the dials at once and such, and therefore you need it.
Is it magic?
No, it's technology, the future of magic.
How are you controlling it?
With steam?
With steam?
Yeah.
He farts into it.
One of the arms reaches down, and remember, Dr. Octopus only has 4 arms, so this guy's got so many
arms. So many arms.
This is like in the comics, the editor's note in the lower corner of the panel.
These are distinct works.
And one of the arms plucks a daisy from the ground and holds it over to you and hands it to you, and he goes, "The power of steam."
That's how Daisy is, like, wilted to shit from all the steam. I take it from him. Ow! Drop it. Yeah, that is pretty amazing, I gotta say.
Yes. They can hold things delicately, but they can also do this. And then he lifts up the side of the friggin' the printing press carriage. He's like, "They're super strong too, but only I can control them with steam."
Wow, that's really great. I love to see it. Here, while we were talking, I did hastily draw a dog being kicked in the same exact image of him leaving town, but now there's a dog on the ground. So here you go. Does this work for you?
All right, this is good stuff. All right, well, we'll run this.
Okay.
Jenkins, run this.
Get off my back. I don't even have that costume anymore.
What did you do with the costume? Did you throw it in a garbage can in an alleyway?
It is in a garbage can.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
What's everyone else doing?
I'm done eating fish.
So are they selling? They're selling papers out and about.
Yeah, they have. They definitely are selling newspapers.
Okay.
You notice there's a little pigeon coop on the top of the on the top of the carriage. It occurs to you now that they probably use to send information back so that it can be printed in multiple places.
Okay, so are there people like out? Like, are they standing like around there, like where that is, or?
Yes.
Okay.
It's actually full of activity. There's people running all over the place doing stuff. Setting type.
So I think that maybe Celine would go over to talk to Devin Desicog.
Okay.
Maybe get a copy of the paper.
Hello. It is I, Professor Desicog.
Yes, we met yesterday. I would love a copy of your paper.
That's one gold piece.
I don't think that's what it costs. No, that can't be right. One gold?
No, we set that up very specifically last episode.
Well?
It's very valuable. Out here? How are you gonna get news otherwise?
Celine just kind of like, acts like she's about to talk, and then she's like, here's a gold.
Ah, thank you.
And I immediately like kind of walk away like quickly, but not like too quickly. And then I like, open up the paper to see like what it says.
Nice doing business with you.
Yes. Thank you.
You weren't impressed by my arms?
I hate this guy so much.
Wow, sorry, I'm just in a rush. I'm totally in a rush right now. I have a meeting.
All right.
I'll come back and talk about your arms later.
Okay.
So as you're walking away, you walk by Screech. I'm just like, that guy sucks, huh?
Honestly, like, made me feel really awkward when he wanted me to comment on his arms.
He also is wearing a big hat that's almost like a pope-like hat. It's like a big... It looks like a squid.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I just think he's a little bit much, honestly. Like,
his whole deal?
Like, I just thought that people who were in charge of papers were supposed to be very even-handed and, you know.
Oh, geez. You didn't buy one of those, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I get them for free. I draw like, shitty little drawings, and he gives me a free issue. Here, you can have mine.
What? Oh, I already... Okay.
Oh, now you have two.
Yeah. Selim would like to flip through to see if there's anything in there about the things that maybe happened yesterday.
No. I mean, you all didn't come back till late, so.
So nobody knows. Okay.
So, but, you know, tomorrow's paper, who's to say?
So Celine looks at Screech and, listen, I need to level with you. The things that went down yesterday, we cannot have them finding out about it. It's going to make me look bad.
Which things are we talking about?
Everything that went down with the Oknos and... Like, the stuff going on in the mine, because my boss...
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard that shit was wild.
Right. You heard about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard about it. I read about some of it in the paper. Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, I mean, it seems like...
It's not in the paper.
So yeah, what you're...
I mean...
So... I mean, so, okay. Well, it sounds like you have a really good connection to Mr. Desikog and maybe have a little bit of say of what's in the paper, right?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely a give and take. I mean, I got him to run a picture of the squirrel man leaving town, and all I had to do was say that he kicked a dog.
Wow. So that sounds pretty easy. Actually, I'm feeling a lot better about this. Just make sure that none of that gets to him.
Do you need me to draw a picture of you kicking a dog?
No. Don't help me at all. No. Just make up. We can just make up something else. Something else interesting. That's not about anything to do with Ooknos or magic.
Okay, I'll get it. I'll do a few sketches of you doing embarrassing things, and I'll run them by you later.
I think that would also be bad, honestly, because that would make me look like a fool to my boss. So why don't we take the heat off of me?
Right.
You know, maybe do an investigative report on, I don't know, Alondra something. I don't know.
Yeah, we should find out about Alondra. I hear she can't be trusted.
I heard that too. Maybe, okay, now I want to, like, send a tip. Of a Desikog, but honestly,
throw a rock through the window.
But honestly, full disclosure, I really want to set his pigeons free. Also, I'm just waiting. I really wanted to send my mage hand out to do that, but the coast is not clear.
Mm. He's like one of his 10 arms is just dedicated to holding the cage shut.
Yeah, sucks. Yeah, let's say that Celine like plans on writing up a little tip to be like, and she's like, she like writes it up and is like doing like really weird handwriting.
Yeah.
Like letters are backwards, they're spelled wrong. Like, I write, Mistress Alondra is up to no good, all caps, underlined. You, should, S-H-U-D, investigate. Lots of exclamation points. Thank you. And then I crumple it up into a little ball. And I hide behind a tree, and then I use my mage hand to throw it at Devin Desikog, and then I run away.
Roll persuasion, I guess.
This universe really needs, like, phones.
Maybe, deception?
Yeah, I mean, but you're not lying, though, right? Like, you do think she's up to no good.
She is bad. That is true, so I'm not lying.
But you are being deceptive with the writing and stuff.
I'm being a little liar.
Yeah, they should turn it from deception to rascal mode.
Rascal mode. I'm trying to go rascal mode. Okay, that is a 23.
All right. You whip it over there, and Professor Desikog, I guess, notices it, picks it up.
What if it bonks him in the head?
What if it goes to bonk him in his head, but one of his many, many arms catches it?
He catches it!
But all of them go for it, and they all bonk against it.
Oh, my God. He looks at it really sort of interestedly. One of his little arms comes up and scratches his chin. He goes into the carriage, and he comes back out. And there's another gnome with him. This one is wearing a trench coat and a fedora.
Whoa.
And he starts walking over towards, and sunglasses.
Oh, shit. That,
sunglasses. He starts walking over towards the temple.
Yes, Celine is whispering to herself.
Good morning, Celine, how are you?
Oh,
would you like some fish? I couldn't eat it all.
Yeah, I love breakfast fish.
Here you go. Oh, Clint, I didn't see you there. Beautiful day. Do you need to be escorted to... I don't remember what you're doing. After last night, things got a little weird.
They did, didn't they? I just... And Clint's still here?
Yeah, Clint. I assume... Part of the reason I wanted to see you is because, I've been hired by the Adept to take around town and so forth, and before last night, and before Elwyn, it was just kind of a perfunctory, you know, she probably wants to look at the mine, and whatever weird, cool Emperor thing she needs to do, but now things got quite weird, so, you know, here she is, and, we have quite the issue, and given that my daughter was attacked. I figure, you know, we're kind of close to it now.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still a lot to resolve here. I mean, are there any other people that are dealing with, you know, Uthnos town? No. I think we need to investigate that.
Should we put out, like, a honeypot? Put up, like, free Uthnos books? Very illegal.
Does anyone know this Hanlon character? Does he have any friends in town?
I assume just the rest of the Hunter's Guild. He was a weirdo.
Maybe I'll start there.
Cool. That's a great idea. Who better to do it than the captain?
Maybe the, I don't think it's related, but we don't, I mean, obviously it's not our job, but if I put this goddamn thing on, it's pinching my side so much, and he's kind of like readjusting his armor. We could help out the mine with that issue they had.
Oh, I like that idea. I think that's a great idea, and I would love to offer my services to help.
Yes, and I will offer my services for you, and I just take whatever the reward is, you know, off the top of your cut, and I get my cut too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty normal stuff for government officials, I see.
True, I'm
used to writing it up, so you just have to, like, sign it.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure that the order will pay. It'll be fine. I mean, it's very important that the mine is producing properly. That's the main reason why I'm here.
Is Screech somewhat near here still, or where did you scurry off to?
Yeah, I think I've still got my mug of hot sauce and,
Why?
Hot in two senses of the word.
He's drinking sauce?
Where's Rourke?
I was trying to think where she would go after throwing the rock through Celine, and it would either be to find out what Chuck is doing, or to go, this is so dumb, out into that family of the, what are they, the bear...
The bear folk.
The bear folk.
Yeah, the bear folk, and see if they've seen anything weird going on with, like, what's been happening in the mines. So.
All right.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Let's see. I guess I'll do that.
All right, so you're doing that on your own?
I run into Screech on the way. And casually say, hey.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
You want to go talk to some bear folk?
That means something completely different to you.
I guess.
what do you mean?
An animal man? What?
All these words, I understand them individually. About what? Do you just need some company?
Well, there was a murder. So, and you know, the stuff in the mines, and like, they might know what's going on.
Oh, right, yeah, terrible, terrible stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll come talk to some bear folk. Absolutely.
Do you...
Can I get out of my slippers? It's extremely muddy here.
Yeah.
yeah, we just gotta swing by the keep.
Whatever you need.
Okay. Yeah, I'd have to go by the keep to both get new clothes on, but also to put on my new suit underneath the new clothes.
Are you telling Rourke this, or are you just saying this?
No. I'm a superhero, just so you know.
All right, so next, we've got two little missions we're going on. We've got Celine and Chuck. They're going to the mines to talk to Granona, I suppose.
I wanted to get everyone for it, but because I was talking about clearing out that shaft or whatever. But
Well, unfortunately, half of the party's missing.
Well, they're kind of in the same area, right? We have to walk by the mines to get to the bear people.
It's fun to split up different people.
Because you need to talk to Granona regardless.
I do.
Okay, then sure. That works.
I've been putting off a lunch with Granona for days.
Yeah, we're going to have lunch with her.
All right, well, next week we'll do these things.
Damn. Do we level up next week, Michael?
Yeah.
No.
Was that enough?
Yeah. Should we give away some dice?
Yeah.
I don't want to stop playing. So...
So, no! We're going to the mine! Just kidding.
Nice RP episode.
It was a nice RP episode.
Nice RPs.
Twitch, you have a handful of moments in order to do hashtag dice to win some of the beautiful dice. So yes, every single week we give out a gift card for Die Hard Dice. If you go to dieharddice.com, you can use your victory, your spoils from the Twitch stream to get as many dice as you want. And then a certain amount of money off, about like 50 or what have you. But on top of that, they freaking are so nice to us that they have a discount code that, as you probably have heard before, we get a little kissy of it back. So if you want dice, do this, okay? Go to dieharddice.com and use the offer code...
Dragons! Exclamation point.
You get 15% off, and then we get a little kissy on the order. You know, if you want to get some dice, you might as well do that so that we can buy the expensive string cheese or...
Yeah, the nicer kind.
I got Tillymook. It's not string cheese, it's just cheese.
Ooh, yeah. I got some cheese today from a local farm that is garden vegetable, and it has so many vegetables from the garden.
Garden vegetable cheese?
Yeah.
It's like a dip?
Oh my god, no, it's not. It's cheese.
Send
it's
a pic.
Hard cheese. I will. It's so good.
I don't understand.
I gotta see it.
You sound fucking crazy.
Yeah, you sound like a maniac.
Oh my god.
That can't
maniac.
Exist.
You're fucking lost.
I'm gonna send you all a picture of this fucking cheese.
Then I'll cheese believe chat. You. And I wish I had some cheese.
Damn, we should do that. Cheese chat.
Cheese chat.
Cheese chat.
Okay, here we go. Gonna rip the winner out of this vortex. Gonna grab Whoa. You by the scruff of your ears. You also have rabbit ears.
Oh, people, be careful with them.
I thought you were gonna say scrotum.
Yeah,
a little rabbit scrotum.
What? Bloody Feather 90, congratulations. You have won the frickin' dice. So sorry that I messed up your long rabbit-like ears.
Oh,
damn.
That's the price you pay for dice.
That's the price you pay for dice.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Die Hard Dice, once again. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. And we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I am at Thrifty Nerd. And also, you can go to patreon.com/thriftycrafts. I've just about completed the Goblin Pit, and I'm going to give it away to one of my patrons. This will come
that
out.
That is like such a luxe thing to give
it
out.
It really is.
I want it so bad.
It's so fancy.
Yeah, it is very fancy. It lights up. There's all kinds of cool stuff. There are currently 19 patrons as of this recording.
Wow.
So you've got a 1 in 19 chance of winning. I'm not going to do it. It's going to be for like February, but since this is coming out on the 28th, I'm gonna wait until March 4th to do the giveaway. And it's not a contest.
It's not a contest.
It's not a contest. And you can find me on Twitter at Thrifty Nerd.
You can find me, Tim Lanning, on Twitter at Tim Lanning. You can also find me kicking Savathuthi's ass all over the fucking hive world that she has in Destiny. Also, you can find me in the mentions of other patrons of Thrifty Crafts, begging them to give me the thing. you can also check out my Naruto podcast, Naruto Revuto. It's good. Each episode is 2 hours long, which is insane, but it's good. And I stream D&D every single Thursday at 2 p.m. and Tuesday at 8:44 p.m. And also Monster of the Week every Monday at 8:45, all on twitch.tv/geeklyinc.
Hell yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek, and you should listen to Dear Internet. Just look it up. Dear Internet.
You can find me on Twitter at Nika_Howard. You can find me on Sundays with the Cthulhu and Friends gang, where we stream at 8:30 p.m. Eastern here at twitch.tv/geekleague. And then you can find me on Instagram at TheNikaHoward. And also in all of my bios, it links you to a very special spicy spot where we could get to know each other in special ways. I'll tell you what type of chips I like on the internet and give you random fun facts about taffy.
Whoa.
You can see your feet.
Yeah, and I'll show you my feet.
You can find me on Twitter at TheMikeBachman. You can also find me over here knowing the release date for the Roll for Streetwise album. I'm not going to tell you yet, but I know what it is.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Bachman shared an early song with me, and I listened to it like 3 times straight, and it's so fucking good.
So fucking good.
He's like, don't show it to Jennifer because it's about how
Jennifer and Nika are both not allowed to listen to it until it's completely done.
I was like, damn, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, no, y'all.
I guess
y'all
I'll just patiently wait my turn.
It's guy stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's guy stuff.
Apparently.
In our Rime of the Frost Maiden campaign, due to accidental scheduling, all the boys get 10 temporary hit points every single day and the girls don't.
What?
So it's kind of a fun running joke.
Wow.
Like, I'm not fixing it.
Damn.
Jesus. Also, you'd find me in about 30 minutes at twitch.tv. Not if you're listening to the podcast, because how would that
well,
work?
Well, but maybe.
Maybe. If you're listening to the podcast form right now, why weren't you just watching the stream? At twitch.tv/gamecrimes, 10 p.m. every Tuesday, right after, roughly after the D&D the Greetings Adventurers stream, where we just play some shit as June and myself, and we just play weird things that I've never played before. It's great.
Nice.
Hell yeah. And just to clarify, listen to the podcast.
Yes.
Download the podcast.
Yes. Yes.
Everything else is, we just literally do because people like it.
Yeah.
It doesn't give us anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
At all.
Yeah. I mean, do both.
Yeah, do both for ultimate.
Come to Twitch, because we do get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
But listen to the fucking podcast. COVID has been so hard on podcasters.
It has.
Our lives are hard.
The chat is great for community, getting to know people, and the podcast is so well produced and great to listen to.
You want to hear it with David's edits in it. It's good shit.
David fixes the show, sometimes explicitly so.
We need it.
Thank you, everybody. I guess until next week, keep it dicey.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.